Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
You know, are we going to get a speaker anytime soon? I think that is the big question. But I got a question for you this morning as well. And that is, I thought when Joe Biden came into office that the adults were back in the room, right? The adults were back. Everything was going to be fine because Donald Trump was going to start World War III. He was going to crash the economy. Our democracy was in jeopardy. All these things. But folks, what's happening around us? What is happening around us right now? Well, welcome to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here this morning. And don't forget, we're broadcasting from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station of AM 860, The Answer, by way of Southern California, of course. And we're broadcasting to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country. And of course, via satellite up on the GCN network. And by the way, if you go to GCNlive.com, that's GCNlive.com, you're going to be able to find those live streams if you want to listen to the program that way. Also, of course, in the overnights across America, we want to give a special shout out to everybody out there who's working overnight in America. Whether you're driving a big rig, if you're working a shift, if you are protecting us as part of law enforcement or responding to our needs as EMTs and firefighters, first responders, we want to give you a special shout out as well this morning. Now, as we told you, a few things are changing behind the scenes, and we're really excited about that. And this morning, we're going to begin to take your live telephone calls again, but we have a brand new live number for you to call. Some of you may recall earlier in the year we used this number. Well, it's back again. Back again at 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212 if you want to call in and be part of the program tonight. And, of course, we're testing our new system, our new call-in line, so please, please do be patient with us this morning as we get all this stuff off of the ground. But it's a great, great thing to be with you. And we are going to talk about Israel. We are going to talk about Jim Jordan. And we are going to talk about what's happening, of course, right now. We've got some great audio clips coming out of Israel. Joe Biden. Well, I guess they're great. I suppose you could call them that. But they're not so great, really, when you actually do hear them. But we're going to play them for you. And by the way, folks, I also want to give a special shout-out this morning. As we put this radio program together, a lot of times people aren't aware of how much that goes on behind the scenes. Behind the scenes to actually get it to this point. And so I do want to thank everybody, everybody at GCN, everybody at AM 860, Joe Weaver. I want to thank everybody who's making this possible in order for us to have this this great radio program. And again, a lot of times you don't hear about the people behind the scenes or you're not aware of them. But certainly if they're not there and they're not doing their great jobs and they're not fixing the problems and they're not coming up with the solutions and all these things, well, then we don't have a radio show. So I do want to say that first and foremost this morning, because I think it is really, really important. Okay, so as I said, 949-629-3212, That's the number if you'd like to call in. And by the way, you can also still go over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, and you can send me a direct message. We'll also see those during the broadcast this morning. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message at the website there, and it'll come right to me. And also, if you want to follow me on social media, we have our links there as well for Facebook, also for X. Yeah, I'm getting used to saying that now. You know, I'm just, well, of course, it's every, well, I think everybody just says Twitter, right? Everybody just says Twitter, but they mean X. And when they say X altogether now, they mean Twitter. That's exactly right. All right. So as we move through the program this morning, and by the way, I've got some great songs lined up for you tonight. It's really going to be great. I've got a couple of great ones. Yesterday, we did what I'm going to start calling Country Music Wednesday here on the program, but we've got a couple of great songs tonight. One of them's kind of a rocker. The other one, maybe a little country, because it's not just country music for Wednesdays, right? Or rather, Wednesdays isn't just for country music, but we can have that all throughout the week. But I think we've got a good lineup on the program tonight. Once again, thanks again to everybody for all your great messages, by the way. I'm trying to respond to them, and I will. But these last couple of days, as we've been getting our construction in order, as it were, it's just kind of taken some of my time away. But I am going to get back to the messages as well. So once again, folks, we are going to start off this morning. Jim Jordan, of course, lost out again on another ballot. 22 Republicans voted against him. This from Newsmax. Conservative Jim Jordan failed in his second attempt at the top job in the U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday, as his fellow Republicans considered a backup option for the leaderless chamber to move forward. Jordan, who was endorsed by Donald Trump for a second straight day, fell short of the 217 votes that he needed to fill the vacant speaker's chair. And 22 Republicans and all 212 Democrats voted against him. They are in lockstep over there on the left side of the aisle, everybody. And, of course, they're also saying that Jim Jordan is a threat to our democracy. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if we had all the audio clips, we'd probably take the whole show, right? Just to play you the audio clips of people saying Jim Jordan is a threat to everything and this kind of thing, and Hakeem Jeffries saying, no, Jim Jordan is just not that person. There are plenty of other good Republicans, right, that would be great for the job. Do you really think he thinks that? I don't think he thinks that at all. I think this is just stuff they're saying because they want to prolong this as long as possible. Folks, stay right there. We're moving along through the overnight hours. Kyle Warren with you. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch. This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue to race through and rocket through this live Thursday edition of the program, and we have much, much more to tell you about as we continue. Don't forget, call in line is 949-629-3212, 949-629-3212. If you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning, we'd sure like to hear from you. You can also go to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website. And you can check out the Send Kyle a Direct Message link right there. Send me a message, and we'll be sure to get it here as we go through the broadcast. And as we go through the broadcast this morning, we're going to be looking ahead to talking with our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We'll also be talking in just a little while with U.S. Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And, of course, we'll be picking up on all of the different things happening in Israel and around the world and, of course, politics. Because one of the things that we're not hearing a whole lot about right now is how this new development in the Middle East is really, I think, going to shape the presidential election, the candidates. Everything has changed. In fact, there was a great question at the last GOP debate, and I think that it was along the lines of what do we do if America's getting closer to being as if it was September the 10th, as we get more than now 20 years on from 9/11? It's a great question, obviously, because now we have, again, the real possibility that we have sleeper cells, that we have those who are among us right now who are more than happy to come up with, to implement a terrible, terrible plan, basically. And that, my friends, is something we have to be very, very aware of. But it changes the whole dynamic. And this is something I've been saying for a long time. This is going to change the dynamic simply because we can't predict world events. you know, you might get a presidential candidate that starts to get traction. I'm not talking about Trump, because Trump has been president. People understand what he would do in foreign policy situations, or have an inkling of what his perspective is. But newer candidates, or candidates that have never obviously been the president of the United States before, they're all being evaluated by the voters, and for good reason, obviously. So are they going to now begin to seem lacking? You know, some may not. Some may seem like, okay, good, well, this is sort of their bailiwick. But others might start to seem lacking because they were building their campaign on a particular thing, on a particular sort of set of circumstances. But the office of the President of the United States, this job is the job where it is unpredictable, where the only thing you can predict, and I'm not trying to sound cliche, the only thing that you can predict is that it is going to be something you simply have no concept of. You have no idea what is awaiting you as president. And I think that's a very fair statement. Now, the president, Joe Biden, this from Red State, everybody, Joe Biden gives an impromptu presser, and no one can figure out what he's talking about. And this caught my eye earlier. President Joe Biden flew to Israel to meet with PM Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday. Whether he should have is another question. Exactly right. That's exactly the question we were posing last night on the program, or yesterday morning, depending on your time zone or when you're hearing the program. And should he have gone at all? It was an embarrassment overall to him, unfortunately, simply because once the president goes abroad, once there is a war on with our closest ally in the Middle East, everything changes. And you need to be able to have strength. You need to be able to have consistency. You need to be able to have that firm hand on the tiller. And I think he could have accomplished that at least optically. At least optically, if he would have simply stayed behind the Resolute Desk at the Oval Office, at the White House, and done other things that would have been presidential. That's, you know, perhaps neither here nor there at this point. But during a joint appearance, and then this again from Red State by Bonchi, during a joint appearance, the American president appeared extremely fatigued. Well, it was a long flight, I'll bet. Almost unable to keep his eyes open at times, he read his notes slowly, head hung low, sometimes barely audible. And I'm not trying to be mean-spirited. I'm really not, because I know that Joe Biden, the man, is faltering from the conditions that he has, right? But that's just Tuesday for Joe Biden. This is not something that is, you know, it's like people, oh my gosh, he's having a hard time today. Well, that's every day, and I hate to say it, but that's just the case. This is why they're going to find a way to have him not run for president for real. That I think that's coming. I don't know if the decision of who has been made yet, but again, as I've said, they don't have a great big deep bench, do they? They don't have that. So they're just going to have to wait until they announce Gavin Newsom, okay? Yeah, with that, I am being a little funny. Okay, so things didn't get any better later when Biden decided to tell an already debunked story about being in Israel during the 1967 war. That's right. Yeah. By the way, we are going to talk about the protests on Capitol Hill as well today. We'll talk about that. But, yeah, so he was in 1967 war, and let me guess, he had to fight Corn Pop. Maybe he had to fight Corn Pop. I don't know. Maybe. But he went to the podium again to speak. The president then announced $100 million for Gaza, money that will no doubt end up in the hands of Hamas. I'm not laughing because it's a celebratory laughter thing. I'm laughing because it just gets more absurd. He's got to walk this tightrope line of, you know, and just like, you know, I hearken back again. It was a great quote we had on the program the other day. Representative Cuellar from Texas saying, look, in a nutshell, the Biden administration can't afford to have anybody see anyone get deported because they have to deal with their the activists, right? They have to deal with them, and they don't want to, so they have to hide it, and so they have to, you know, sneak around with all this stuff. And the same way, they have to deal with activists and this bizarre perception out there, my friends, that there is some kind of rightness behind what Hamas has done, what it has perpetrated. All right, all that to get to some of these quotes. He went back and talked to the reporters on Air Force One. I think we have a couple of these here. Let's listen in.
Virtually every mass shooting, every circumstance where a large number of people have been victimized and lost, I spoke to them.
Okay, so stop right there. Okay, it's really hard to hear him because of the jet noise and so forth, obviously. But he's talking about, you know, he's talked to people who have been marginalized and so forth, and talking about mass shootings. Let's continue. It's a long pause.
Someone's going through something that's beyond their comprehension. If they see someone who they think understands that maybe they took something not the same but similar, it gives them some sense of hope. And I always get criticized sometimes with my staff when I go to these events. I stay 3 to 4 hours.
So it's kind of hard to hear him in that particular quote. We're going to move on here so we can get this in before the bottom of the hour. Somebody asks him, do you think it was necessary for you to come here? Let's listen to Joe Biden.
Do you think it was necessary for you to come here to get this deal done with the in-person diplomacy aspect really important here?
What do you think? I'll let you answer that.
You joke.
What do you think? I'll let you answer that. How about this one? People, according to the reporter, people don't necessarily believe you or the Israelis. Do you have anything to do or didn't have anything to do with the Gaza hospital blast? Listen in. This is key.
I know at the hospital, sir, people all over the region are upset about the hospital and don't necessarily believe you or the Israelis that they didn't have anything to do with it. Do you have a message to the people in the streets right now?
Well, I can understand why in this circumstance they wouldn't believe you. I can understand that. And I would not, you notice I don't say things like that unless I have faith in the source from which I've gotten it.
So he says they don't really, he understands why they wouldn't believe. They wouldn't believe that the Israelis, or would believe the Israelis somehow would attack the hospital? You gotta be kidding me. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We're back right after this. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA News Update. President Biden made history today by becoming the first American president to visit Israel during a time of war. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed him.
I wanted to be here today. I want people of Israel, people of the world, to know where the United States stands.
Netanyahu described Biden's visit as deeply moving. Americans in Gaza want out.
More than 350 Americans in Gaza are seeking assistance from the U.S. State Department for evacuation. That's according to a U.S. official who talked to NBC News. The negotiations have been focused on enabling the secure exit of foreign citizens and facilitating humanitarian aid. I'm John Schaefer.
The House of Representatives still without a speaker. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan was unable to secure 217 votes.
Jim Jordan of the state of Ohio has received 199.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, we are traveling across your radio dial. And it's, of course, the live edition, folks. Thursday morning is here all across America. Glad to be with you. Kyle Warren with you. And we have so much more to tell you about as we continue through the broadcast this morning. Those are some pretty interesting audio clips from Joe Biden. It's almost as if maybe they should have said, you know, just don't go back there. You know, please don't go talk to them. Because here's Joe Biden, as we heard just right before we went to the break. Here's Joe Biden, right, saying, well, I understand why people didn't believe, you know, or believed basically what was being said about the hospital. Let's just run that back just a little bit. Let's listen in one more time just to kind of get the overall context of that statement. Let's listen in.
With the hospital, sir, people all over the region are upset about the hospital and don't necessarily believe you or the Israelis that they didn't have anything to do with it. Do you have a message to the people in the streets right now?
Well, I can understand why in this circumstance they wouldn't believe. I can understand that. And I would not, if you notice, I don't say things like that unless I have faith in the source from which I've gotten it. Our Defense Department says it's highly unlikely that it was Israelis with a different footprint and have intercepted some. Anyway, so that's why, if you notice, I didn't say it first. I wanted to make sure that I knew. And look,
one pause.
Almost suggesting that Hamas deliberately did it either. It's that old thing, kind of how to shoestring.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Almost more than, as far as we know, 500 people died in that thing where they didn't shoot straight. It's a tragedy in and of itself. See, that's the thing. That's a humanitarian tragedy in and of itself. We don't know all of the facts yet, other than that we understand that the Israeli Defense Forces have all that information, video, telemetry, and so forth, the data that they've gathered about it, and they gather a lot of data, that it wasn't them. So was it an errant rocket? Was it something that from another, as Denise Simon was talking about yesterday morning, was it a rocket that was from another terror organization? Well, sounds like that would could be in the offing there. But no matter what, it was failed or if you get incredibly evil, you can perpetrate this disaster so you can blame it on the Israelis. So all of this is to be determined, right? All of this has to be clarified. But nevertheless, they wouldn't be in this situation. The whole thing wouldn't be happening if Iran didn't, sort of puppeteer Hamas with this and give the okay, and this terrible tragedy occurs to begin with. It's a very, very volatile situation. It's a very, very bad thing that we're witnessing. And my friends, poor Joe Biden, and part of his trip, by the way, evidently may have been to simply say, look, you got to take it easy. I think he made other remarks where, don't make the same mistakes we made after 9/11 about anger and reprisal and this kind of stuff, just paraphrasing. And if he was there simply to tamp down what the Israeli response might be, that, again, is trying to walk that tightrope. To walk the tightrope, because why? Because we want to get the Iran deal back in shape. We really like John Kerry, and we really like what he engineered there. We really want to make it better for the Iranians' government. I mean, it's as if, folks, it's as if the world has just come off its axis somehow. And it's come off its axis, but it's settling back in now to an axis of evil, where these rogue nations, and including Russia and China getting in on the action here as well, in more ways than one, it spells disaster. So getting back to what I was saying at the beginning of the program, how is this going to shape our upcoming election? Well, if you're Donald Trump, this is something that you can speak to. When I was in the Oval Office, I did this. When this happened, and he has to a great degree done that. But you also have, I think, Mike Pompeo, we're seeing him a lot more. He's interviewed a lot more, obviously, these days. I personally think he's got a lot of smarts about foreign policy. He ran the CIA and so forth. I mean, he was Secretary of State. He's got some pretty good connections and probably a pretty good perspective on things. So while you look at the issue with the Democrat Party, are they going to run Joe Biden? Are they going to be able to stick with him? What is going to happen with that? At the same time, look at what might be happening in the GOP. Do you feel like Vivek Ramaswamy now has the ability to step into the presidency and handle the world that is on fire at this point? Literally on fire. And it's getting worse. I mean, I'm just posing that question. Nikki Haley has probably more experience than a lot. Of course, Mike Pence was vice president, but I don't know that people even are looking at Mike Pence as somebody who's going to step in and start taking care of business. And I'm not trying to be mean-spirited to the guy. I think he's probably a very nice, and he's a decent man and so forth. But I just don't know that perception is there that he would go and be the president at this point. And that could change, and I'd love to have a conversation with him and so forth. I don't have anything against him in that regard. I'm just trying to look at how I think the voters are going to play with all of this. And obviously, you've got Governor DeSantis. Governor DeSantis, a veteran, by the way, somebody who's going to be able to, I think, start to speak to this kind of thing very clearly. We have a we have a story about Governor DeSantis here in just a little bit as well regarding aid to Israel. So this is, you know, how are they going to pass this test, the candidates? If you just put it in that perspective. You know, they always say that the American president always gets a test. They get elected, and there's a huge test, and your friends, but not actually your friends, want to help you, but in many ways, your foes want to see just how far they can push you. And with Joe Biden, I think we are seeing that the leadership in Beijing, the leadership in Moscow, certainly the leadership in Tehran, and certainly North Korea, and they're all talking tough, and they all think, hey, we got this thing locked up. This is too easy. Right? It's like Darth Vader in Empire Strikes Back. All too easy. All too easy. You know? And, of course, it was easy for him at that point because he was fighting Luke Skywalker, and he was Darth Vader, right? So, in other words, the moral of the story is here, if you're going to go fight Darth Vader, you have to be ready. That's just the way that it is. Because any perception of weakness, any perception of misstep and lack of confidence, or, as I've been getting at this morning here in these segments, the idea of you trying to walk a tightrope. My friends, when the babies are beheaded and the people are slaughtered and the hostages are taken and Americans are killed and all this, there ain't no tightrope. Okay, I'll just use the vernacular. There ain't no tightrope. It's either one side or the other for decency and for protection and for security. And we got all kinds of different ideas here in this country, got all kinds of different people and so forth. But one of the things about our country is that you can be different. You know, you can have your own beliefs. Go try that with Hamas. Go try that with the mullahs in Tehran. Go try that in China. Go try that even in Russia to a great degree. And you'll see that it's getting a lot more dark. Well, Kyle, you're sounding dark this morning. No, I'm not. I'm actually more confident now, perhaps, than ever before, only because we are seeing this in stark relief. There are clear choices about how we move forward as a society and as a group of nations. There are clear choices, my friends, on how we can actually make things better and stand together and start to really stand against these terror organizations, their state sponsors, because you know what? Because they don't care. They just don't care. But you know what? We care. Obviously, we do. And what we care about is we're coming back. This hour's flying by the way. We're going to come back with the first Trucker Highway and Byway Report. I got a great song. You're going to love it. Stay with us. Go over to KyleWarrenShow.com as well. Send me a direct message. And we'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Ficarro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
All right, we are taking care of business, folks, as we race across your radio dial in the overnight hours. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning, of course. Don't forget our new telephone line, 949-629-3212, 949-629-3212. And we're glad to be with you, of course, and we have so much more to tell you about as we go through the program. And we are going to talk more, of course, about what's happening in Israel. We'll talk with Denise Simon, also with the U.S. Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright here coming up in hour number three. Denise Simon, hour number three. Kevin Wright in hour number four, by the way. We've got more to tell you about, of course. We've got Joe Biden is going to try to strengthen the electrical grid. Are we going to have time to do that before everybody has an electric car? We don't know. Okay, but we're going to get to all of that. And we're going to tell you all about the weather all across the country. We've got a big snowstorm coming, by the way, through the North American West next week, we understand. So we're going to tell you about that. But we're going to take a little bit of time here, as is our privilege. our solemn duty, our very, just very good, good, happy thing to do for us. I'm searching for words on that. It's been a day. I'm telling you it's been a day, but I'm telling you it's great to be here this morning, even if it has been a day. And I'll tell you all about that at another time. But let's get started before I run out of stuff here. Let's get started, because a lot of times when you get to the radio, what you want to do is turn it on again. Taking us into the Trucker Highway and Byway Report this morning. This is a cool part of the song. And so there they go. And, of course, that's Genesis. That's back from the Three Sides Live days. And that concert tour back in the 80s, I believe. And it just doesn't get any better than that, does it? It just, these guys, these three guys, the constituted Genesis in the later times, Phil Collins, and you had Mike Rutherford, and, of course, you had Tony Banks. And Tony Banks, and as a keyboardist, I've always admired Tony Banks and the way that he selectively plays notes. I think maybe that's a way of saying it, because it's like he can do more with three notes than other people play, 100 notes or something. It's just really something. And, of course, Phil Collins drumming, Chester Thompson drumming in the live there. And, of course, Mike Rutherford, Daryl Sturmer also on guitar. So I could go on and on all day if you haven't already sort of noticed that. Okay, let's take a look at what's happening out there for our truckers, our travelers, people out across the highways and byways. And if you're new to the program, this is our Trucker Highway and Byway Report. We tell you everything you need to know about the weather happening all across the U.S. Let's take a look right now. In fact, in northern Minnesota and North Dakota, so this is going to cover most of western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota. We got a special weather statement. There are areas of fog across the whole area there through daybreak. Areas of fog occasionally reducing visibility to around 1/4 mile, will occur through daybreak on Thursday. Of course, you're encouraged to be prepared for the possibility of rapidly deteriorating visibility. So you want to be aware of that. We're not seeing too many other warnings right now. We do have some heat advisories going on, though. This in Southern California, out east of Los Angeles, over out through Riverside, out towards Banning. This is going to be if you're traveling across I-10, your Beaumont, so forth. You're going to have that. Heat advisory is going to extend all the way down to San Diego County, down to the border with Mexico. Let's take a look at some of our precipitation that might be going on around the country tonight. We do have some significant precipitation to tell you about. If you're in western Michigan, if you're up near up into even the Upper Peninsula, if you're near Munsing, it looks like this rain, there's a whole lot of rain covering most of the northern part of Michigan, and then a little bit through the UP, and then it's going to kind of circle around the lake, and then head back through the UP up towards in the western part of that near Houghton or Houghton. I believe they pronounce it Houghton. I think somebody can let me know about that for sure. And then also down into Wisconsin near Hayward. You got a lot of rain going there. But it's extending down through the mitt of Michigan and then down through into Indiana. It's going to pretty much go into swath down through Chicago, Lafayette, Indiana, and then on down towards Poplar Bluff, Missouri. And then also, if you're up near Davenport, Iowa, and Quincy, Illinois, you've got lots and lots of rain heading right there. And if you're in Columbia, if you're in Columbia, Missouri, it looks like you've got rain right there. If you live in Columbia right there, you probably have rain right now. So there we have it. And by the way, we understand that a major snowstorm, this by way of powder, major snowstorm forecasted to rip through the North American West next week. It's the middle of October, and skiers have been impatiently waiting for the snow to really start falling for weeks. We've seen a few dustings, but the first true blast of winter has eluded the majority of us thus far. Our friends, of course, over at Direct Weather, they mention, are forecasting the potential for a major snowstorm to develop at the tail end of next week. Okay, so they're looking at snowfalls could reach 20 to 30 inches in some areas through October 26th. And so, again, this is if you're going to be into skiing and so forth, then that sounds like a lot of fun. But if we get some major snowstorms in the Pacific and the northern west of the country, well, that's going to mean it's going to be real bad through some of these mountain passes, certainly out on the interstates and so forth. And we're going to keep you up to date with that. That's what we do here on the program. As you know, we have a lot of, and we're really proud of this, we have a lot of truckers who tune into the program. We have a lot of travelers. We have a lot of people working in the overnight hours all across America, and it's our great pleasure indeed, to be able to bring you the report here, the weather report, and also to play a great song, because it's our pleasure, our duty, to help keep you awake and keep you going for whatever you're doing in the overnight hours, because that is our job. It's one of the best jobs in the world, if not the best job in the world, right here on the radio dial, and we're glad that you're with us. Let's head out with just a little more Genesis before we hit to the top of the hour break, where you will hear your top of the hour news and pay a couple of bills. We're going to be right back right after that. A little bit more Phil Collins and Genesis.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.